Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Hello there and welcome. This is another edition of Sunday Sounds with me, Luke.
And me, Scott.
How are you doing, sir?
Very well. You squeezed a little belch in there.
I think you got away with it, or you could have done. But yeah, I noticed you got a little can of, what is it, 7-Up?
7-Up, yeah.
Other carbonated soft drinks are available.
Sugar-free carbonated drink. Delicious drink.
You only drink sugar-free, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Just wondered.
Just wondered. Not a problem. Just bring it out now and tell us.
No, sometimes I need a bit of sugar, that's all. But you never have the sugar, do you?
No.
Why is that?
I just don't like the
fur on your teeth. Is that what it's called?
Teeth scuzz.
All right.
Yeah, I hate it.
All right, fair enough.
I don't know if it's an actual word, that, but it's my word.
Interesting, you know. Do you know why it's called 7-Up?
Go on, tell me.
Because that was the last three digits of the postcode where it was originally made. 7-UP.
Get the hell out of here.
Telling you.
Shall I Google it? And I believe you. I believe you, actually. You come from a carbonated background.
Don't need to.
Well, your industry.
That's a good one, that, yeah. Anyway, yeah, welcome back. How's the knee? Any better? I see the knee supports come off.
I've took it off because of bad circulation, I think. It's been making my foot feel funny. So I thought I'd rather just have it off. Pardon me, sir. the leg thing. So it's no different.
No,
I've just added more codeine.
Oh,
to try it. Which I've only just dawned on me today.
You were shaking a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not good.
No.
You might need to go to minor injuries. Just get it looked at.
Yeah.
If you've got a day to spare, then just head up there. That should be the slogan. If you've got a day to spare, head up there.
I'll write that down, actually, and apply for a slogan thing.
Well, you could do it while you sat waiting to see somebody at the minor
injury. Yeah, you sit there for hours, don't you, and you can't be bothered to wait. Yeah. I'd rather just hobble around in pain and be a fatty.
For the rest of your life, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Anyway, what have we got this week, Sunshine?
Well, we've got some music as well as irreverent chat. We've got music from The Coversets. We've got the new one from Quayside. We've got a band called the Munichs, who have got a very strange spelling, but we've worked out what they're called. They're from Germany, believe it or not. The new one from Fever Dream Kills, which I'm really excited to play, because I've been waiting for that to come out since we saw them at Staley Fest.
And we saw them do that live, didn't we?
We did. And I don't know about you, but I was singing along to it live while we were getting very, very wet, because it was a very rainy day. So yeah, that's a new one. The new one from Caymans, a really cool one from Penumbra, who have got a couple of gigs coming up, and the brand new one from Montello. So there's a lot of new stuff
that
in today's
show. That
sounds
like a great idea. Is there anything else we've got to do?
Chart toppers, it's my turn.
That's what I've been waiting for.
My turn for chart toppers.
I like this part of it, but when you start giving me the clues, I hate it.
Yeah, I think it's the anticipation. It's like Christmas Day. It's like the anticipation.
Yeah, exactly like that. I hate it when it's Christmas Day.
Yeah, I struggled last week, actually. I narrowly lost 5-1. Whatever. Yes. Yeah. What have you been up to this week, anyway? Anything interesting?
What have I done? You went to Yorkshire Wildlife Park again for the final time.
Oh yeah, as you pass
annual
out
pass.
Now.
Yeah, they were sick of seeing me. Didn't even have to show me past the.
Oh, you again.
First name terms with all the cleaners.
Yeah.
But as a result, most people are marvelling at the giraffes, and I just can't even bother. Just walk past them. See them every day now.
Yeah,
well, not quite every day, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, sick of seeing them. You're sick of seeing them.
But it was a lovely day. We had took some food with us.
Yeah,
and we wanted to find some shade, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, the bank holiday weekend was quite nice in the end, wasn't it? Because it looked like it was going to be a bit rainy, but it was very sunny. I spent most of last weekend quite boozed up.
Best way.
Had a fantastic takeaway from Cafe Masala.
Oh, now then.
Yeah,
Now then.
Bang on.
What did you go for?
Chicken sarg.
Spinachy one, isn't it, sarg, yeah.
Excellent.
Chicken sarg.
Bit of a kick.
You don't like
it as well.
Oh, you do like a bit of kick.
Bit of a kick, yeah.
I'll give you a kick in a bit then.
All right.
Okay.
Marvellous.
And it's Psychfest. When this goes out, I think I'll have been, won't I?
Yes, you will.
Okay. So,
hope you enjoyed it, mate.
Yes, it was really good.
Or
I can remember.
Or it was a bit disappointing.
Yeah. But no, I think it will have been really good, what I can remember. That's weird, isn't it? But yeah.
Yeah, it's like being in Back to the Future, isn't it?
Yeah, it is actually.
Oh, well, excellent. Yeah, not Neighbourhood Weekender.
I've never been to that. Will.
Well, I think I finally got my head around it because one of the bands we're playing are playing Neighbourhood Festival. And it's actually this first band, the Cover Sets.
Beautiful. This is beautiful.
Yeah, they are from Manchester and we played them, I played them loads of times, but not for a while. But yeah, this is brand new and it's Honeymoon Forever. I'm touching heaven's gate. A little late, but I found my way. I found the meaning in the things you say. As you call my name, the jukebox plays our favorite song. That's a little better now. I have found where my love is gone. Catch me waiting for things to go. Honeymoon Forever, brand new from the Cover Sets. I enjoyed that one. A nice chilled vibe to start the show with.
Yes.
I like the cover art for that as well. It's two cows in a flying bed.
Very Dali. Surrealism.
I don't know. I enjoyed it anyway.
Oh, I've just hurt my toenail.
Oh, dear. You be careful, mate. But yeah, they formed at university in 2017. And yeah, say they've been going for a while.
We played their news.
We played their debut song, actually. Well, we didn't, but I did on an old version of Sunday Sounds with our good friend Danny Pietnik. The Feeling, years and years ago. Yeah. And they're playing, as I said before we started that, they're playing Neighbourhood Festival on October the 17th in Manchester.
Yeah, they're doing really well. I don't know if you realise this. I've got a little fact about them.
Give me it.
Not just you, I'll give it everybody.
All right.
They've got over 15 million streams.
Have they?
On you know, that stuff.
All of them.
Music stuff.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Yeah, Spotify,
which I've got an extra fact, which is about the same as the amount of actual streams in the world. I googled it.
What?
There's about 15 million streams, like, rivers in the world, which is, it's a bit funny, that.
It's, that's, yeah, a bit confusing, but yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, that's all I've got. What are you pulling that face for? That's good, isn't it?
It's a great research, but what possessed you to try and work out whether or not that was equivalent to the amount of streams?
I read it, they've got 15 million streams. I thought, that's a lot of streams, isn't it? And I thought, I wonder how many streams. That's just how my brain works.
The inner workings of Scott's brain. Scary,
it's about
really.
15 million, give or take. It's hard to define one, apparently, but give or take, that's about right.
Nice, yeah.
Well, I enjoyed that. Thank you, Coversets, for that.
Absolutely. And yes, you won't be going to Neighbourhood Festival because you're actually going to Psych. Well, you will have been to Psych Fest, which I keep getting mixed up.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I saw the Bel Air
lip bombs.
I always think I said it wrong at first.
Well, who knows whether you'll remember anyway, so yeah, same thing. Right, shall we have chart toppers?
Yes, I do want chart toppers. This is the best part. Then you're going to spoil it by giving me a question. Anyway, let's do it.
Yes, so you're right, I am going to give you and the listeners a series of challenges, questions, rounds, whatever you want to call it. So for each round, I'm going to give you two songs that charted in this particular year, and you've got to tell me which one of the two you think charted highest in the UK top 100.
Beautiful.
Well, articulate.
Have you hiding the?
I have. That's why.
Oh,
I've,
good.
See,
I just
what
saw
I've done
a
there,
bit of paper
because I was hiding it with a pen.
I didn't want to look. That's
anyway,
fine.
Right. So number one, Battle of the Boy Bands. I've come up with actual proper names, not gloss paint round and all this rubbish that you did last week.
Exactly. But yeah. Okay.
So, two boy band songs. First, Take That. Greatest Day.
The greatest day of my life. Oh, that's Beverly Knight. Greatest
Day. I don't
know
what that is, but yeah. Today is good.
Greatest Day.
The greatest
day. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Got it?
Yeah, I have now, yeah.
Or JLS, Beat Again. There was a bit of an X Factor. I could have gone X Factor theme there. Cause,
Never let it beat again. No, hang on. I don't even know what that one is.
But my heart won't be.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a bloody karaoke show, this. Awful. But yeah, JLS were obviously on X Factor, and Gary Barlow was once a judge on the X Factor. So, anyway, those are the two songs. Which of those two do you think charted highest in the chart this year?
I'm going to pull out all the stops. Well, I don't even know what that means. Well, I do know what it means, but it's not applicable. JLS, I'm going for Beat Again.
Really?
Yes.
What made you say that?
Because the only thing I'm going on is I think how your brain works, you'd think that I'd think that the Take That are the biggest band.
Which
so
they
you've
are.
Tried to, well, yeah. So, but I think JLS were huge at the time.
Okay, that's interesting.
I bet I'm wrong. Please, Lord.
So JLS, they did all right, actually. They charted at number 16.
Ah.
The Greatest Day, or Greatest Day by Take That, 100.
100?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
You could say there's a bit of daylight between them two.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think Greatest Day might have charted maybe the year before. You know what I mean? Or maybe the year after.
Good one, that, though.
I thought I were going to catch you out with that.
Yeah, well, I kind of...
It's a bit like Rock, Paper, Scissors. You were kind of preempted my move. It's a great game, isn't it?
So
great game.
Let's just have a recap on the scores. So I'm on one.
Oh, yes, one, sorry.
And then you're on...
None.
Zero, isn't it? Yeah, one nil. That's it, perfect.
Yes, one L. Yeah, okay. Right, well done. Hopefully you're doing just as well at home. And we're going to have a few more rounds, and then later on in the show, you're going to have to try and tell me what year you think these songs charted in. And then, which song finished top of the chart that year?
Just giving me a feeling of dread now. I've got to think of the year.
Mind games, mate.
Yeah. So, right. Shall we move on to another band?
Let's do
Can
it.
We do that?
Yeah.
Well, this one, if you want to listen to it, do so. If you don't, then walk away. This is Quayside Echoes, but I recommend you stop around for it. Here it is.
Woke up to the doctor at the end of the bed, calling out your number, trying to scurry through the mess. That's when I started leaving, but I couldn't start the car. Now I'm banging on the wheel, asking God for it to start. And I know I fucked up, and it's hard to explain that the colors of my mind, I'm a world.
Echoes by Quayside, the brand new single. We've played those a few times. Well, I think we played them a couple of times prior to that. We played Lemon and Lime and Cocodamol, which I assume are all going to be on the new album. But I saw them play that live at Tramlines, and they were fantastic.
What stage?
Ledders.
Ledders.
Yeah. Yeah. They were very, very good, and I like that Echoes. He's got a great voice. I think he's got a particular skill in rolling his R's, which isn't easy to do. Well, some people can't do it at all, but not easy to do during the song.
Idols singer does that.
Mm.
The Idols singer.
Yeah.
It's impressive when they do that. Mm. I can't do it.
Very good. But one of many great bands coming out of Liverpool. We played, obviously, Red Rum Club last week. They're another one. There's loads of them. But yeah, they've got a few things coming up. November the 26th, Sheffield Electric Studios.
Never going to call it Electric, though. Never. Just refuse.
Yeah.
Just like Opal Fruits.
Oh, yeah. Good one. Yeah.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah.
Jif.
Yeah.
The kitchen cleaner.
Oh, yeah. I got it. They changed that because they couldn't say it in Asia. So they changed it from
Jif
to
Sif. Oh, I thought it was just to please a European market.
No. I wasn't old enough, though, for when the Snickers was called Marathon. As far as I know, I've always been Snickers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I was, unfortunately.
Do you like
I bought a Snickers this week.
Yeah, they're tiny, aren't they?
They're flipping... Yeah, I took a photo. Let me show you this photo. It might take a while, but it doesn't matter.
Redonkulous.
We're not listening to the show.
So, years ago, when
Look
I used...
Look at that. That's his full-size Snickers, that.
Yeah, I know, but your hands are ridiculously big. That does look like a fun-size one.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. You'll have to tweet that out. That is absolutely mental.
anyway.
That more shows the size of your hands, to be honest.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, I remember when I worked at Sainsbury's years ago, and we used to have like a freestanding unit for the meal deal stuff, so it'd have crisps and chocolate bars on there. And a woman came in with a set of stickers, a little sticker book. She said, oh, I've got to update your unit with your chocolate bars in. And she basically had a load of 48-gram stickers, and she stuck it over where it used to say 58-gram. Because all the confectionery companies are making stuff smaller and then putting the prices up at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. And then if anyone questions it, it's just to stop obesity and diabetes and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's cost saving.
Yeah, exactly. Of course it is.
But there was an article on the BBC that I saw recently where somebody was doing a house clearance and they pulled a Mars bar from 1992 or something.
I saw that, yeah.
Proper girthy, weren't it?
Yeah.
It was long and thick.
Yes, that's when you could have the parties. But I remember when my granddad used to come up on a Friday for his tea. And he used to bring a Mars bar from time to time. And he cut it all up and we had a piece each. And I used to love that. And
You could swallow that whole thing.
Yeah, you couldn't do that now. You'd have to have a razor blade, one of them shaving ones, just to break it up into eight pieces. It's stupid. I'm really annoyed.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway.
Crisps as well.
Go on, yes, please.
What used to be the grab bags are now like... Sorry, what used to be standard size are now the grab bags and you've got to pay like £2 for them or something.
Well, little ones have pom bears and it's like 15 grams in there. 15 grams.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Anyway, yeah, if you're just as upset about this, tweet us in. Sunday Sounds Pod on Twitter. But that's another thing that's changed. X. Rubbish.
Yeah, I'll never call it X.
No, anyway. Yeah,
never.
That's the all. Because they've changed the lead mill. Got onto that anyway. Right. I am ready for some redemption with the second round. So, the second round of chart toppers.
Yep.
Is
let's do it.
The floor fillers round. So, what charted higher this year? Was it Agnes, Release Me?
Agnes, Release Me. That's release the... my body.
That's it.
Yeah. I don't know why I don't do more karaoke. Release me.
Yeah. See, karaoke be easy because it gives you the words. You don't even have to remember them. Anyway. Or was it Cascada, Evacuate the Dance Floor? Do, 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 do.
Evacuate the dance floor.
Yeah.
I can't remember the next
I'm
bit.
I'm infected by the sound.
Oh, yeah.
God, this is embarrassing. Don't want to listen back to this.
Evacuate the dance floor. Blimey. I think the biggest one here...
It's tough, this one. There's a lot less daylight between these two, I will say. It doesn't help.
I like how you keep using the word daylight.
It's interesting, isn't it?
I think it's Agnes, Release Me.
Interesting, interesting. Okay, so...
I'm not getting anything from that response.
I'm going to say that every time. So Agnes, Release Me, charted at number 35.
Yep.
Cascada, Evacuate the Dance Floor, charted at 31.
Oh, knicker ripper. Sorry for my language. 31.
So, it's all going downhill.
As it always blooming does.
I think that's one all, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, whatever. You don't mind about scores, does it?
Plenty of time. Plenty of time. Right, so we're going to move to something a little bit different now. These are 1960s feel psychedelic garagey type.
German band,
yeah.
Can you speak any German?
Nine.
Ah, very good.
I did German at school, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Do you know what Ich bin's Wolfjahr alt means?
You're telling me that you're 12 years old.
Oh, that probably needs updating now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the grammar was correct, but factually it was incorrect.
Well, I don't know what any other numbers are. But yeah, that's...
50. Ich bin 50 Jahre alt.
Funfish. Oh, anyway, yeah. But anyway.
Funfish.
I thought, well, oh, that very bass thing that on the wall. Anyway,
they're gonna think.
Sorry, everybody.
Them.
Oh yeah.
So this is the Munichs. We've got a funny spelling. Spelled M-U-N-Y-K-S. I did the same as you. I'd misread it as monkeys. But yeah, these have got a gig coming up in Leeds at the Fox and Newt on September the 11th. So I'm going to give these a bit of a play. This is 1968 Revolution. Enjoy.
And that was the Munichs with 1968, open bracket, revolution, exclamation mark, close bracket. German band?
Yes.
From Munich?
Yes.
I think you said that.
I did.
But you didn't say, you said they were from Leeds, playing a gig in Leeds, sorry.
Yeah.
But you didn't say the crucial one. Next, on the 10th of September, they're playing the Washington in town at Sheffield, UK. And do you know how much it costs to get in?
Tell me.
Zero. Oh. Free. It's a free entry one, so you'd
bloody
be stupid
lovely.
Not to go to that.
Yeah, I love a free gig. You don't get many free gigs anymore, do you?
No, nothing for free. Mars bars are getting on for a pound, aren't they now?
Yeah, and they're tiny. Let's not do that again.
No, that's, we've done that yeah. one, haven't we?
Yeah, very good. Something a little bit different, but I enjoyed that. Yes, very good.
It was a bit different, but I like it. That's him. Holmes under the hammer.
Anyway, oh, Martin yeah. Roberts, yeah. Very good. Okay, right, so shall we have the next round for Chart Toppers, round three?
Nope.
Okay. So this is the ex-Destiny's Child round.
Sorry. Destiny's Child, oh, that's that boy band, isn't it? Joe.
Oh, very good, very good.
Joe.
So, yes, these are two artists that were formerly part of Destiny's Child. Who charted higher this year? Was it Beyoncé with Halo?
Halo!
Or was it Kelly Rowland with When Love Takes Over?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Commander. That's an absolute banger of a tune. Kelly Rowland, Commander. I'm going to go and listen to that
now. I don't
know that one. No, I'm going to work this one out first. Right. Well, I think... Eh?
Sure, that was Kelly Rowland, Commander.
Yeah. Da, 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 you'll be my commander.
I'll have to listen to it myself.
That's the Vic Reeves version.
The real version, yeah.
Right, well, Beyoncé, I don't think... Beyoncé is the obvious answer, but I know I'm learning how your brain works on these things, so I don't think you'd give me this much of an obvious one. So I'm going to go with Kelly Rowland, whatever the song was called, Whenever Love... Takes Me Down the Dark Path, or whatever it was.
Okay.
I didn't write it all down.
So, Beyoncé, with Halo, charted at number 25.
Right.
So, not bad. Kelly Rowland, When Love Takes Over, 20.
That's me, I won.
It is you, won.
So, I broke the trend.
You have, yeah.
So, that's two to me, one to you, isn't it? 2-1.
It is indeed.
Oh, it's not that bad, this little quiz.
It's a little time.
Today.
No, I suppose not. Hope you're doing well at home on Chart Toppers. This next one, though, we saw at Staley Fest, and I think the rain had stopped by the time this came on, but I remember being stood in the ponchos singing along because there's a bit at the end where she was getting the crowd going, and I really enjoyed it. So when I saw that this was out as a new single, I was very pleased because I've been waiting to play it for a while. This is Gone By Sunrise, and it's Fever Dream Kills.
Fast love, had to slow you down, you were too fast, love, saying I was all that you could think of. Now when I think back, I know why. You got lonely, didn't make you feel like someone just to know me. When everybody said you were below me, I guess they got it right this time. Now I'm calling bullshit when you said the sun sets every time I close my eyes. Said I was perfect, was surprised it's all
I'll be gone by the sunrise. Cause I said that I'd stay every time you closed your eyes, but you just ain't worth it. Well, surprise is goodbye. I'll dry my eyes by the sunrise. Now I'm calling bullshit when you say the sun sets.
Yeah, I love that. That was Gone by Sunrise by Fever Dream Kills. But I love that bit at the end, you know, the harmony bit. I'm calling. I remember singing it, singing along to that.
I do remember that.
Yeah,
it was a very miserable day, but
it was
brightened up by the vocals.
It was, yeah. They you wouldn't know it was raining. They were just playing the hearts out, and she's obviously got a fantastic voice. But
well,
yeah.
I was feeling quite smug because I've got my industrial poncho, so I was bulletproof.
Just shut up about this poncho. It's still going on about
I lost it at Tramlines, but then I got it returned. Back.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Don't know how.
Yeah.
But yes, we've played their previous two singles, so delighted to be playing that one as well. You can go and see them as well. They're playing Birmingham, Manchester, then they've got Halloween show at Doncaster the Imperial, their home city. Doncaster's a city now. Did you know that?
I think the Queen
made it a city as one of the Jubilees.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they're at Witters.
Witters?
Whitby.
Oh.
for Halloween Whitby Goth Weekend at the Royal Hotel on November the 1st. Then London Barfly on November the 6th, and then back to Leeds on November the 14th, so plenty of opportunity to go and see them.
Have you seen that London, they're starting with the driverless taxis? Did you know that?
I did, Uber, isn't it?
Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can... Well, although it's not quite driverless, because there's going to be a driver in them.
Making sure that they don't crash.
Yeah, yeah. Just to test them out, but
yeah.
Exciting. Would you get in one?
I'm not sure, to be honest. It put me off a little bit.
It'd be scary on like motorways or fast roads,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
But I mean, to be honest, like in London, you've got the tube. You don't really need to be getting taxis and getting stuck in traffic. Not in central London anyway, maybe out of London.
Yeah, but there's all coughing and that, isn't there, in the tube?
There is.
I guess London's perfect. There is, yeah. It's all bumper-to-bumper traffic anyway, so an electric driverless car could do that.
Mm.
You won't feel as... I think if you're driving at 70 miles an hour down a motorway with no one in control, that might have been more scary.
Yeah, a bit like an iRobot, where he turns the thing off and then all goes slightly awry. But then that was the computer fighting back, so that was slightly different.
I don't think I've seen iRobot, but...
Have you not?
No.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, you should watch it. There's a driverless car in that.
Right, okay. We've seen a bit, I'm going to go and watch it. Oh, no, we'll finish this first.
it's interesting. And just on driverless things, they were trialling the robot delivery service in Sheffield.
Yes.
They're stopping that.
I could imagine.
Yeah.
We spoil everything, those Sheffielders.
Yeah, well, we had the Boris bikes and we knackered those up as well, didn't we?
Yep. It works across Europe, but not in Sheffield.
Not in Sheffield, yeah. Shame, really.
Mm.
Mm. Anyway, right. Round four of Chart Toppers.
Oh, yes.
And this is the solo male round.
Solo male?
Male.
Male. Oh, that makes more sense.
As in human, male, human.
Yeah, yeah.
So, which charted higher this year? Was it I'm Yours by Jason Mraz, or was it Broken Strings by James Morrison?
Oh, bloody hell.
Two of your favourites, I'm sure.
In the ones before, you've given me the artist first, and you've thrown
it. I know,
it.
I did. I did that on purpose.
True. Jason Mraz, I'm Yours, Baby Tonight. I think that's a different song again.
It is.
What were the other one?
Broken Strings that James Morrison sang.
You can chase your broken strings.
Yeah.
I can't remember the next bit.
Lovely.
And who's that one by?
James Morrison.
Oh, James Morrison.
Not to be confused with James Morrison.
You could have called that the JM round. Jason Mraz, James Morrison.
Honestly, you're wasted. You are wasted.
That's why I can't get any of these chuffing answers. Yeah. James Morrison. Right, okay. Right, let's have a look then. I think Broken Dream. Jason Mraz's number has done better than James Morrison.
Is that, that's what you're
going to... Final answer.
You are on a roll. Jason Mraz, I'm Yours charted at number 40 in this year's chart.
Yep.
However, James Morrison was 19.
Oh, why did you say I'm on a roll then? That's not on a roll.
Because I wanted to build... I was building suspense. But, and then I was going to build
lying.
You up
by
knock
lying.
You down. Yeah.
Everyone hates a liar, Luke.
I think that's Desmond.
2-2, yes. It took me a fraction too long
too
to understand
long.
That
yeah,
one. 2-2.
Yes, very good indeed. I'm happy with that one.
Right, who have we got left now to play? The Caymans and Penumbra.
Yeah, and not forgetting the new one from Montello to close the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But, yeah, you might say, based on my antics on chart toppers, that I'd do anything to win.
I do understand that, because that's the name of the next song by the Caymans, Anything to Win. Now I'll put lead weights in the bond sleigh. I got no shame, and I've got cheat codes for online mode if you want a game. I'll cut you up on Hepburn Corner, a Thunder Hill Park, California. I'll forge your check, and I'll sign your name. With a smile on my face, and the world.
New one from Caymans, Anything to Win. They're from Stoke-on-Trent. They've been going a while. They were formed in 2017. And, yeah, we haven't played those for a while. But I was pleased to see that they've released some new stuff. No gigs coming up of note. But they did quite a few in the summer. They did major slots at Trentham Live and Yorkshire Wildlife Park, funnily enough.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't normally go back and say what gigs they've done, but I know you're there all the time, so I wondered if you may have seen them.
Scouting for Girls were there last Sunday.
All right. Any good?
No, I didn't see them.
All right.
I think they got the Feed the Animal passes.
Didn't Ocean Colour Scene play as well? I'm sure they did.
I think that's probably what I meant. I think they might have played Saturday or something. It was more than a multi-day event, but the one I played, Sunday, it was Ocean Colour Scene, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they are quite different.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't actually see them, so...
They've got musicians in them and that. Anyway, enjoyed them very much. Nice to be playing the Caymans again. Okay, so are you ready for your final battle?
As ready as I'll ever be, which is not at all.
Not your final round, but your final battle. This is the UK versus the US of A.
Go on then, go a bit further. You've got to give me more information than that.
So which charted higher?
Yep.
Lady Gaga.
Oh.
With Bad Romance.
Lady Gaga, yep.
If you will. Or Lily Allen with The Fear.
Lily Allen. I don't really know why I'm writing all these down. It doesn't help me at all. The Fear.
Which of those two belters?
Caught in a bad romance. Na 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 na. I'm just singing it to try and salvage something brainily.
It was amazing. When we were playing, I can't remember what we were playing earlier, but it was after the floor fillers round. You were singing most of the words to Cascada. So music does help unlock some of this.
Yes. Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I apologise to the listener, but it does help me, and this is a serious quiz.
Yeah.
So, is this the last one? One, two,
it's
three.
The last head-to-head. Then you get into the tough stuff. So this could make or break your week on chart toppers.
Christ almighty.
Mate.
Right. I suspect... I don't know, though. Let's think. I suspect it's another Beyoncé Kelly Rowland thing here. But Lady Gaga is the Beyoncé, and Lily Allen is the Kelly Rowland. So I'm going to go for Lily Allen, The Fear.
So you think Lady Gaga would chart higher because she's bigger?
No, I think Lily Allen charted higher.
Lower. But that's what. So you're going with the opposite, is what I'm
saying. Yeah.
Your logic is, I'm throwing you a red herring.
So my answer is Lily Allen, The Fear. Final answer.
Okay, let me reveal the chart positions then. So Lady Gaga with Bad Romance finished this year's chart in number 17. Lily Allen, The Fear. Have you got The Fear at the moment, Scott?
Yes.
Charted at number
14. Oh, yes.
You've still won, though.
Oh, 14.
Yeah. You snorted.
4, right. Oh, great. There we go.
Your face was contorted with anger.
I know. Oh, I really swore really badly then. But a 3-2. Sorry, Mum, if you're listening. Yeah, well, I didn't swear, so it's fine, Mum.
Any
other little listeners.
Right, let's give you a break. Let's play...
I need to cool down.
Yeah, let's play Penumbra. This one is Don't Matter Now, and it's a belter.
Looking back at the bridges that you burn. Don't buy into humor or you'll off off on a trick. But be a good consumer's key and paying off the tip. And now you know the means do not justify ends. You'll be somewhat better off, now you don't have to depend. Don't hold on to kindness, just you buy into the flags. The compensation, shameless compliments and sunrise. Now you know the means do not justify it. You'll be somewhat better off if you don't have to pretend. Don't matter now, don't matter now, don't matter now, don't matter now.
Penumbra. Don't Matter Now. I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, no, I did as well. Oh, actually, I forgot about the record of the week. I think that's my record of the week.
Yeah,
is that right to do that?
I thought you would like that, yeah. I thought you would like that. Not much social media presence, but they are coming to Sheffield with support from Skinter and Resurface. They're playing the Hallamshire Hotel on October 17th. So if you're not going to, what was that one in Manchester, Neighbourhood Festival, you can go and watch Penumbra in Sheffield.
Do you know where they got the name from, Penumbra? This is just me flexing my research muscles. Of course you don't.
No.
Of course you don't.
Do you know, though?
Yes, I do. Thank you for asking. It's the partially shaded area around the darkest part of a shadow, the penumbra. Do you know that? I've did some research on the cover sets. 15 million streams. I'm going to stop doing research. It's not landed as well as I thought.
Yeah, I preferred not knowing.
Yeah.
The mystery was... it's almost like when somebody reveals a magic trick and you're like, oh, wish you'd not. Anyway. Thanks, though.
Well, yeah. Okay. I just wanted to show off I've done a bit of work for the show.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it was a good song, regardless of my research.
Mm. Scott's Record of the Week, Penumbra. And yeah, Sheffield, the Hallamshire Hotel, October the 17th, if you want to go and see them. We've actually got something lined up on the 3rd, haven't we? No, we haven't. What date are we going to that gig? We're going to see Cargoes, aren't we?
Matilda Shakes.
Yeah, Matilda Shakes. Oh, it is the 3rd. It is the 3rd at...
Foundry,
yeah. I was going to say that, and I thought, well, is it?
I'm just trying to get my head around these songs. I've got no idea what year this is going to be.
Okay, right, okay.
Sorry.
Let's stop talking about our private engagements and go back to chart toppers. So, let me recap some of the artists that we've had. So, the head-to-head so far have included Greatest Day by Take That, Beat Again by JLS, Release Me by Agnes, Evacuate the Dance Floor by Cascada, Halo by Beyoncé, When Love Takes Over by Kelly Rowland, I'm Yours by Jason Mraz, Broken Strings by James Morrison, and the last head-to-head we have Bad Romance by Lady Gaga and The Fear by Lily Allen. These all charted in this year, Scott.
This is going to be awfully wrong.
What year did these songs chart in, please?
Well, to start off with, I thought it was going to be late 90s, Take That, Greatest Day, but then Lady Gaga, Bad Romance, seems much more recent, and I've just got no idea. Absolutely no idea. So I'm going to... I don't think it's 90s anymore, so I think I'm just going to chuck a Lily Allen as well.
Yeah.
2006.
Ooh.
I wrote 2004, but for some reason I changed it to 2006.
Yeah,
I
haven't got you were better off going in that direction. So The Greatest Day was a bit of a red herring because obviously they had quite a long hiatus and they came back, I think, around 2006, funnily enough, with their Patience. But no, the year was 2009.
Oh.
So you were a lot closer than you might have been if you'd have said the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, I were bad on that. Well, I hate this chuffing thing. I say it every week.
So that's another point to me. So we are dead even on three all. We're going to play the last song of the show, and it's a brand new single, only just released from Montello, and it's called Eleanor, Will You Learn? After that, Scott, you're going to tell me what charted at number one in 2009.
No, I'm not.
All right. brand new from Montello. That was Eleanor, When Will You Learn? Lovely. Really yes. Going to be giving that one a spin. We played those a few weeks ago.
I listened to Carl Maloney on RGM interviewing them. They seem like good lads.
Yeah, had a nice chat with those boys. So if you want to go and listen to that, rgm.press. And you can listen to Carl talking to Montello. Yeah, they're from Wigan. Do you know when you were saying last week there's some good bands coming out of Wigan? And it was on the tip of my tongue. These were from Wigan. Well, this laugh from Wigan. Yeah, not been going long. Formed in 2023. And they're playing Band on the Wall with Frey Everyman on October the 23rd in Manchester. Great venue, that, Band on the Wall. That's the end of the songs for today's show, but not the end of the show just yet, because we haven't finished Chart Toppers. No. So, it's delicately poised, it's 3-3. We've established the year was 2009, but what song, Scott, finished top of the charts that year? I'm not going to give the game away. That's the clue. I'm not going to give the game away.
You're not. It's like a weird mental game, this. I hate it. I hate this.
Well, that's what clues are.
I'm not. No, but it's like a cryptic. It's like a crossword clue.
It's a bit cryptic.
I'm not going to. I'm not. You emphasise the word not.
To give the game away.
I'm absolutely useless at this. Sorry, I don't know.
Well, the last head-to-head might have given you a bit of a clue, because you did say how big they were. But number one in 2009 was Lady Gaga with Poker Face.
I'm not going to give the game away. Oh, Christ.
I think it's fair to say I didn't give the game away.
I think we should stop doing this show. I hate
back
that.
Back from the dead, he's won it 4-3.
Rubbish.
I hope you did just as well at home in this week's Chart Toppers. Bad luck, mate. Well, almost time to end the show, but thank you very much for listening. If you've enjoyed us and you're not already following us, please do. We're the Sunday Sounds podcast on all the socials, and you can subscribe to our podcast on all the major streaming platforms.
I guess we'll see you all again next week. All of the very best.